7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the 22nd day of August for 2017. On top of the news today, the Angels Camp Police reported late Monday afternoon that Vona Hughes was arrested and jailed after she did not show up for her court date yesterday to address felony animal cruelty and other related charges. According to the Angels Camp Police, after the pet bathhouse co-owner failed to appear in court for arraignment, a felony bench warrant was issued for her arrest. At about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, an Angels Camp police officer arrested Hughes on the felony warrant. The case against her came to light in July, involving alleged mistreatment and the sudden disappearance of three dogs that were under her care at her Angels Camp facility. Two of the dogs in question were found and returned to the owner late last month, while the remains of the third, after being discovered by a utility worker, were examined by experts who could not determine an exact cause of death. Hughes is facing six felony charges related to cruelty to animals, stealing an animal for commercial use, and grand theft of over $950. Also included is a misdemeanor animal cruelty allegation. Her bail has been set at $75,000.
Well, on the heels of last week's announcement from the Amador Ranger District regarding fire restrictions on the El Dorado National Forest, new restrictions have been placed on the Moor Creek area in Calaveras Ranger District, effective through the end of the official 2017 fire season. Now, hot temps and heavy winter rains have allowed grasses and other shrubs to grow tall, dry out, and increase the danger of fire in the area. Now, smoking is restricted except within an enclosed vehicle or building, or while stopped in an area barren or cleared of all flammable material at least a 3-foot diameter. In addition, welding or operating a torch with an open flame is restricted. The perimeter of the Moor Creek Fire Restriction Area begins at the western boundary of the Moak Wilderness at Salt Springs Reservoir and continues along the North Fork McCollumy River. For more information on the recent restriction, contact the Calaveras Ranger District at 795-1381 or visit online fs.usda.gov/Stanislaus.
An 8-year-old San Jose girl was hospitalized after a 2-car collision in Calaveras County Sunday. According to the CHP, just before noon, Viet Trong of San Jose was driving westbound on Highway 4 west of Stallion Way. Gene Cervantes of Murphy's was driving eastbound on Highway 4 west of Stallion Way. Trong failed to safely negotiate a left-hand curve in the roadway, traveled to the right off the paved portion of the roadway, then back across the roadway, lost control, re-entering the road directly in front of Cervantes. The two vehicles collided head-on. The CHP reported that 8-year-old Kylie Tran, a passenger in Trong's vehicle, was taken to UC Davis Medical Center with major injuries. According to the CHP, drugs and or alcohol are not a factor in the collision.
Well, in the event of an emergency, how easily could the fire department, police department, or other emergency service providers find your home? Well, if you have to stop and think, it's too long. The Amador Commission on Aging, the American Legion Ambulance Service, and Amador Fire Protection District have all joined forces on the Visible Address Sign Project. Members of the AFPD are making metal signs with reflective numbers to order for residents of Amador County, particularly seniors in the outlying areas. These highly visible address signs are the signs recommended by all emergency services and home care agencies. The signs are only $20 a person for seniors 55 or older, or $25 for residents 54 and younger. For info or order forms, call Eileen at the Amador County Senior Center, 223-0442. Order forms also available at the Amador Fire Protection District office in the County Administration Building, or call 223-6391.
On August 14th, a fire in the Kennedy Mine Change House let significant smoke and soot damage. The building serves as the Kennedy Mine Foundation's museum, and many of the display cabinets and artifacts had to be taken down and cleaned prior to a professional cleaning of the structure, which will all cost the Kennedy Mine Foundation a significant amount of money. The Main Street Theater Works, who performs every summer at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater, is donating 50% of the net proceeds from their September 1st performance of The Crucible to the Kennedy Mine Foundation to help with the cleanup and repairs from the fire. The Crucible is Arthur Miller's explosive account of the famous Salem witch trials and remains one of the most enduring classics in America today. Buy your tickets now and show your support for the Kennedy Mine Foundation at this special fundraising performance Friday, September 1st. Tickets are available at Heinen Company, at the gate, or online at mstw.org. The Crucible runs Friday and Saturdays through September 9th.
And the 6th annual Top Cop Challenge, held this past Saturday at the True Sportsman Club in Ione. And for the second year in a row, Amador County Sheriff Deputy Ryan Franzen won the competition. Now, the full-day event features a law enforcement shooting competition and a banquet. Again, this year, competitors from around the state took part in the annual event to raise much-needed funds to help wounded and disabled veterans and first responders. So big shout-out, 2 years in a row, Officer Franzen.
And a reminder for you, the Amador Water Agency has scheduled a water shutdown in Plymouth tonight, 10 o'clock. There will be a treated water line shutdown to facilitate the installation of a new water main, which will benefit the entire community of Plymouth. The shutdown may last for up to 13 hours tonight, and once the water is back on, the state requires the city to take samples and ensure it's safe to drink. This testing takes about 48 hours to analyze. Therefore, during that time, the water agency asks that residents boil any water they plan on consuming or use bottled water until the sample results are completed and are clear. And that is expected to come sometime Friday afternoon. If you have any questions, give Damon Wyckoff a call at 257-5284. That's the Amador Water Agency. And that is a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.